All right, look, bit of a weird app. Bit of a weird app for you before our 150th. Big 150th plan for you. Ben Russell's on, and we switched. Ben hosts, I'm the contestant. That's next week. This week, look, Claire Hooper and Zoe Coombs-Ma are on the Brains Trust, and they're fantastic. Zoe was late, and then I forgot to turn up her microphone when she arrived. So, look, it's not ideal. The first 20 minutes, Zoe's not even there. This last 10 minutes, she's there, and I've had to do some pretty tricky audio. But it's still a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next week for the 150th.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history have proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with David Quirk.
Hello. Kyron, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm well. Yeah. Well on this wet old day.
You live in the city?
I live in the city.
Is that too much to give away? I'm not telling secrets there.
No, I'll give you the address if you want.
No.
I'll give you my phone number, my email.
I do often, because I work in the city and you live in the city.
Yeah.
I do see you quite a bit.
Do you ever yell out to me?
I do. I mean,
I often run into you.
We've run into each other both.
Yeah.
But if I was to yell out to you every time I see you in the city,
yeah,
we'd see each other every day. Like, it's so frequent.
Really?
Yeah, that I see.
Well, I guess
you
work in the city,
so
don't you?
I almost feel like it's too much. Constantly running. I don't want to feel like I'm stalking you.
I feel like that, you must be seeing me more than I see you then, because, and I think either way, it should get to a point where if I start noticing you, we just do that, like a head, put
like
the
a
head
truck
back.
Truck driver sort of.
Yeah, truck driver sort
tram
of.
Tram driver.
Hey, mate.
I've
without
seen him
saying,
in the station. The station being Comedy Republic.
I hope our relationship gets to that at some point, don't
I think
you?
It will. Well, I think what it is as well is when I walk past the building in which you live, which
will remain nameless,
is like on a frequent journey that I take. I think to myself, I wonder if I'll see DQ.
Yeah,
and therefore I'm alert. It's a sort of confirmation bias thing, whereas you're not expecting to see. You're just going about your day. I think that's why I see you.
I get it. It's like people who sort of.
I'm choosing to believe that instead of just that I'm less interesting.
No. So maybe I look at the ground when I walk or something. Let's stay in touch.
Do you enjoy living in the city? I used to live in the city. It's quite busy.
I do. It's, but I need to leave the city, it feels more often. You know, I'm from the country.
Yeah.
I feel weird that we haven't introduced the other person here, but because I'd like to bring them into this. But
well, they're a small child, so we'll bring them in when
they don't know anything. No, I do like it. It's just home, you know, it just becomes home. Mm. But it's weird to just be on the street every day.
Do you think there's a time not limit seeing to you in the city?
I think so, but my partner Gemma does not. Uh-huh. I was like, because I've been left some land after my parents departed this coil.
Yes.
And up in the bright Porepunkah area, northeast Victoria. And we want to put something small.
Yeah.
Maybe even the word tiny, as they say now. Yeah. Something, you know. And
not teeny.
She just does not want to live in it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, maybe neither do I, but yeah.
Mm.
It works well for comedy living in Melbourne.
It does. It's convenient.
Know? Yeah.
I mean,
close to an airport.
You were at home.
And I said 4 minutes, didn't I? And I thought, he knows I'm probably only leaving my house now.
Yeah.
Like, because he knows exactly where I live.
And it was 2 minutes.
I was even going to. Yeah, I know. I was even going to tell a lie. Like, I was. Yeah. I was going to say I was stuck at lunch. That's why. It's got nothing to do with the fact that I was just sitting at home till the last minute. Okay.
You have a show at Comedy Republic as part of Replay Festival, which has just kicked off Sunday the 16th of July at 6:15 p.m. By the name of Astonishing Obscurity.
It's true. It's true.
Which was a show that was at Republic a few years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
It was nominated for Best Show. You're taking it to Edinburgh.
I am. Yes, I am. I can't even remember how it came to be exactly part of the Replay Festival, given that I've just done a different show at this year's Comedy Festival. But I think it was something to do with...
It's a timeless show.
It's a timeless show, all jokes aside. I feel like it's just a story that people can kind of relate to.
Yeah, exactly.
And I am doing it in Edinburgh, and I've done it recently in Wagga, and I'm doing it in my hometown in a couple of the night before I do it here at Comedy Republic. So it's the one I feel like has the legs in it to tour.
And it really is an ageless show, I think. If you haven't seen it, it doesn't have to have been 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever it was, to have seen this show. It's not topical as such. It's, you know,
sadly not. if life and failure is a topic, then it's very topical.
that is what makes it ageless.
Yes,
timeless,
isn't it? Yeah.
Perhaps in the same way, the confirmation bias of seeing you on the street is that I see the topic of the show, Russell Jackson.
You see him around?
No, but I see his name. I see him in print. I see his work. I'm much more aware.
Yeah.
Of his work.
It's like Gemma's sister's wrote, you know, is one of these people that's into signs, you know, seeing signs. It was a sign. I saw the time was this time, or I saw the number 8 and sort of lives and dies by that. That's what you're doing with Russell Jackson's name and me on the street.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You see the sign. Russell now Jackson's, you see David Quirk and Russell Jackson's name everywhere. Yeah.
You're my 11-11.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I've always thought so. Legs 11, yeah.
Shall we do a quiz?
Yes.
You've been on this show before. Do you remember how you went?
No, I don't remember how anything goes. I don't think I would have went well, no.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see how you go today. We have a brains trust here for you. We have half a brains trust here because the other half has well, we might give them a call to find out if they're on their way still or not.
Okay, great.
But first of all, it's a very big hello to the only kid in the class with Taylor Swift tickets.
Hey, don't worry about it, because my daddy says that I'm actually quite advanced for 9 years old, so...
What was your name, sorry? Because we've only got you down
Maisie.
As...
My name's Maisie.
Maisie.
Maisie, is it? Hello, Maisie.
So good to have you here.
And what's more important than my name, though, is that I got Taylor Swift tickets.
Bull dust.
I know, it's really hard to do it, and, you know, they were saying you had to have lots of browser windows open, but
did you have family, friends, and members of your family and friends and everyone?
Daddy has a PR agency, and so he just got all the girls to have their computers open at the same time.
Wow, that is convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they don't have much to do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Strength in numbers.
All they do is like chat and have coffee, is what he says. So he's like, put him to use finally, and get Maisie her Taylor Swift tickets.
That's amazing, Maisie. Yeah. Did your mum or dad pay for yours? Or you got some pocket money going on?
I'm 9 years old.
Did you have to contribute, though, any pocket money to the ticket?
I don't have... Like, my pocket money is pretty good for 9 years old.
Okay,
but it's not enough for Taylor Swift tickets. Oh, my God, do you know how much
Reserve was? No, I don't. How much is a B Reserve ticket?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know either, because I didn't buy them.
Yeah. You just had windows open.
Well, no, I didn't.
You didn't even have any... You're in browser.
No, I was just using Canva on my laptop to make an invitation to my Taylor Swift party because I was pretty sure that we would get the tickets.
I don't know where that is, but that's nice though.
Oh, we learned to use Canva at school. It's a graphic design app and it's really complicated, but unfortunately we can only use it during school hours because it's a school subscription, but because it's school holidays, I can use it between 9 and 3 to make my party invitations.
I tuned out there, Maisie, but thank you.
Shall we do a quiz?
Yes, please. Sorry.
Question number one. What is the largest lake by surface area in Africa? What is the largest lake by surface area?
Straight out the gates.
Africa. Geography, David. How are you at geography?
Well, fine. I would have thought okay.
Fine.
But that's hard.
Probably more about bright. In Africa.
It doesn't extend much further than my hometown. The largest lake?
Lake.
By diameter?
By surface area.
Surface area, which is really inconvenient because I know the one that's the biggest by depth, but I...
do you?
Lake Nairobi?
You reckon Lake Nairobi? Mm. I mean, it's a guess.
Is it, though? How do you know?
I stopped myself from saying good guess, but it's a guess.
It's a guess.
I can't
think of a single lake in Africa. Is there a famous one that I should know, kid? Maisie? I don't know.
What do you reckon, kid?
Listen, kid, what do...
have you studied lakes yet?
Yeah, but mostly the lakes of India.
Ah, that's a shame.
And I would... I've obviously got a lot of information, but I need my laptop to access the information.
Same.
I made a poster about the lakes of India on Canva, the graphic design... It's a really amazing free tool, but if you get a subscription-based, you can access more fonts. Like, they're really pretty ones.
Okay, no ads. Thanks, Maisie.
I should note that this podcast is not sponsored by Canva, but...
All I know is that we're all really into Canva.
The kid's getting kickbacks.
I don't understand it.
Great. They're really clotted onto market. Would you like to put Lake Nairobi?
Not really, but put it.
But do you have a choice?
No.
All right, I'll put Lake Nairobi. Now, still waiting on our... other guest here, but we'll push on. Question number two. What is the smallest unit of life? What is the
full stop or question mark?
That's where the question mark comes in.
Okay.
There. Not in Africa this time. What is the smallest unit of life? It's quite a theory.
Could I get clarification on the word unit? Like how are we talking about just what is the the question one more time, please, Corin.
Question two. What is the smallest unit of life? And I guess that's what I was about to say. Like, metaphorically, it's quite a philosophical question, isn't it, really? What's the smallest unit of life? You know, like, you could say, is it a millisecond? Or are they thinking about, dogs are smaller than humans?
Yeah, I started thinking about, microscopic bugs or something. Mm. Or, what's it called? Bacteria or something.
Mitochondria.
What is
Maisie,
that?
Maisie, 9-year-old kid. Mitochondria.
Well, I just thought that would be a word that it might be. But I don't know if it is. Because didn't we think that the smallest unit of life was a cell? And now that we know that the mitochondria inside the cell are actually alive.
Really?
Alive.
Okay, I'm getting schooled here. Unit of life.
I mean, I guess it's because I'm 9 years old that the more philosophical versions of the question don't really occur to me.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of more about how can I get the answer right?
Just literally and just win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Swear jar.
Do you have a swear jar at home?
Yeah, but it's mostly Daddy.
Yeah.
Who puts the coins in it.
And what are the words that Daddy uses to have to put...
You can say them here.
In the glass jar.
Oh, mister, you're not getting it out of me. I don't want to have to put any money in the swear jar.
No, it's a safe space, Maisie.
Really?
We'll shut today's swear jar. We'll put the lid on it.
We'll beep them out as well in the...
If he's really tired and he hits his knee on something else, he uses the MF one.
What does MF stand for?
I could.
You're trying to trick me.
Mm.
But I'm. No.
You're too nice.
Well, I don't, because I would have to put money in the swear jar.
Yeah.
And imagine if my daddy was listening to the podcast and then he played it like 17 times, then I would have to keep putting money in the swear jar.
He would have heard it that many times.
He would do a trick like that too.
Yeah.
What if Dave and I funded the swear jar for you?
I'm doing very well, mate. I'll help you out if you just say the dirty word.
It's two gold coins. If you only have a $2 coin, that's too bad. It's still two gold coins.
It's two gold coins.
Yeah, it's one gold coin for a swear, but MF is totally a two gold coin swear.
Okay, so it's either $2 or $3.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we could shill out?
Yeah. I'll put it in your account.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand why.
We're happy to pay for this to happen for some reason.
Yeah, just
it feels really, to be honest, like kind of sick.
It is a bit sick. Two grown men just forcing a child to say the word motherfucker.
Do you put mitochondria?
Don't you reckon it's really frustrating that we're not allowed to just use our laptops for this quiz? Because when you have finished at school and you get a real job, they let you use your laptop all the time.
Mm. That's such good logic.
Except in quizzes like this.
Yeah.
What do you want to put?
I will say an amoeba.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is why I hate team projects, because sometimes you just can't choose your partner.
Question 3. Which ancient wonder of the world was located in Alexandria, Egypt? Which ancient wonder of the world was located in Alexandria, Egypt?
Is it part of the seven man-made wonders of the world?
Well, I think there's a bunch of them, isn't there? There's the seven, the natural ones.
Yes, and then
there's the man-made.
There's your Eiffel Towers, etc.
Yep, and then there's the ancient ones,
I don't know much about Alexandria, but I mean, like anyone, I'd probably say the pyramids.
You reckon? Have you studied ancient Egypt?
But aren't they in
topic in year four? I think you're in year four.
Oh, my God. How did you know?
Because for some reason I remember that year five is 10. I think because it's an easy division, and then I work back from there. That's how I figure out ages.
Well, we had to make posters about one of the ancient civilizations, but I didn't do Egypt. I did the Incas.
But
I did it with two people who didn't do the work. So in the end, we didn't really have any words on the poster, just pictures.
But they were good pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, good, that's that.
What you do is you just put the words into your laptop and then you find pictures and then you print them out.
It's easy.
Yeah. Yep. Maisie, you got nothing on
Alexandria.
Egypt.
I know some of the ancient wonders. Like, what's that, the Hanging Garden doesn't really hang?
Yeah.
Isn't that
Have you done a project on that?
No.
Oh.
I just heard about it.
Because it's like,
what are the other ones?
Because it's famous for hanging.
Would the Incas be one of them? Is that Machu Picchu? Yeah. Thank you.
And the Sphinx and the pyramid, aren't they?
The Sphinx. Wonder? Yeah.
The Sphinx. Yeah, that's around the corner.
Yeah. Well,
do you want to put Sphinx?
Yes, I do.
Which
now you've mentioned it.
Which ancient wonder of the world was located in Alexandria, Egypt?
There is definitely one in Alexandria, but I can't remember what it is.
Is Maisie even playing?
If one of us remembered it later,
we could come back and double check.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And if our third guest arrives at all, they may be able to contribute.
Oh my gosh! I bet that when the other Brains Trust comes, they'll probably be a grown up. So they'll probably be really smart, like grown ups are supposed to be.
Yeah, I know. Hey guys,
super smart.
Just got out of bed.
That's what we always have on the Brains Trust here, super smart, intelligent people. So I can't see why it would be any different today. Question 4.
Have we missed something, Maisie?
In George Orwell's novel 1984, what is the government's slogan?
Oh, I haven't even read it.
Have you not?
No, I've never read it.
You didn't have to read it at school?
No, never did.
Oh.
Isn't it 4 legs good, 2 legs bad?
I don't know. It fucking could be.
Have you read George Orwell's...
That's a George Orwell
1984.
Have you read George Orwell's 1984, Maisie?
No, I haven't. I've read Animal Farm because I'm a kid.
I see.
There was not as much about farms as I thought there would be.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No. But it's good. It's got all the characters in there. It's got, like, who's in there? Is Peppa Pig in there? Bluey in there in Animal Farm?
Mm-hmm. I'm nine.
Yes, sorry. I'm rather revealing my understanding.
It's all metaphorical,
of kids' entertainment there, aren't I?
I can watch TV with a longer narrative arc than 8 minutes, thank you very much.
Are they only 8 minutes?
I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Of course.
With my daddy and one friend, and no, I haven't chosen yet. So if you're listening, Bethany, you better try harder.
Shake it off, Bethany.
Novel, 1984, shake it off. What is the government slogan?
1984, not the album by Taylor Swift. Was that 1984 or 88? Anyway.
I think she was 88.
Okay, fuck. I actually don't know.
Sorry, is that a
swear jar.
Gold coin or a 2 gold coin for...
It's just 1 gold coin.
Okay.
But if you've only got 2,
have you got the jar?
It's too bad.
Have you got the jar?
I'll take it. I'll just take it.
Nah.
I'll put it in.
Jar or nothing, I'm afraid. Mm. Jar, I swear my head off.
What's the government slogan in George Orwell's novel, 1984?
Having not read it, never really reading anything about it, really, truly, sadly.
Did you go to school?
No. But I know the year it was written in. I suppose everyone probably knows that.
Do you?
Yeah. Does anyone know that?
No, I don't know what year it was written in.
1930. Wait. Was it 84? 1948 it was written in.
1948.
He just reversed the numbers round and predicted it to be set in that year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there you go. So I do know something about it.
So you know something about it.
Yeah.
What a shame that's not the question.
I know.
That feels like what the question should actually be.
Yeah, it's really specific and very hard. What is the government slogan?
What's the government slogan?
This is bad because I consider myself to be some... You go. Maybe you go.
Question.
Didn't they make a TV show about it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they probably turned most of Orwell's things into...
Yeah, and Christy Swan won it or something.
Christy Swan won it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Big Brother?
Yeah.
The TV show Big Brother.
So is this a hint?
Yeah, wasn't that from like 1984?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Big Brother, the concept.
Big Brother is watching you? Have you just done the...
Do you want to put Big Brother's watching you?
Oh, yeah. This is fuck. Worst day of my life.
I can't believe you went with amoeba.
I don't know.
Question
at
five.
At least it's just a better word than cell. You know, at least it's a better word.
Yes, true. This could be good. Question five. In which sport is the term deuce commonly used?
Tennis.
Tennis, you reckon? Do you play tennis? Do you like tennis?
I do like tennis. I talk about it in my show Astonishing Obscurity very briefly.
Yeah.
Tennis is the one mainstream sport I do enjoy, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. God bless.
Do you play tennis? Do you like that? Do you like sports?
I like it best when we do like gymnastics.
Oh, in phys ed?
Yeah, in phys ed. Because I'm really good at gymnastics. Like I've obviously got like, I'm just sort of naturally good at gymnastics and tennis.
Of course.
Because it's like school phys ed, you mostly do team sports and it's really hard to, like, how many kids can play tennis at one time anyway?
It is a flawed game in that regard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can just lock in tennis straight away if you want. Yep. Question number six. What is the term for a piece of music that is played before the main composition?
It's called...
Do you like musicals and...
No, of course not, but I do.
No, you don't. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I'm so late.
Oh, hi, Dave. Oh, Dave, welcome.
Fucking hell.
I'm so sorry, Kieran. Like, you said Tuesday, but what I heard was white noise. Like, just I didn't hear anything. I did not put it in my diary because I don't even know how to spell. How do you spell white noise? Like,
yeah. No, I hadn't. I hadn't actually considered. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm fucking here.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, swear jar.
Why didn't you tell us it was Dave? Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Dave's here. Dave's a comedian.
I'm Dave as well, by the way.
Have you ever worked together? Have you been on the same show?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's been a lineup.
Most lineups are like a 2-day minimum.
That's how I've made my career because of that rule.
Is that right? Yeah. Have you been on like the gala? Because you would have been on the big gala.
No, look, I haven't. I have watched the gala.
Oh, great.
I have from the back. Like, you know, I came in. They said, "Where's your ticket?" And I went, "Oh, no." And then they asked me to leave. But you know, they're
so you pricey. Just caught a glimpse.
They're pricey tickets, and that show is long.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I probably, listeners might recognise my voice. That is from Triple J. That is from the radio. I have called in a number of times.
Oh, great.
That is
sick. Sick.
So, well, we have full brain stuff. Now, Dave is here, Dave, to help.
I know. It's going to get a lot better.
Yeah.
I should disclose. I have been in a coma since...
I was born in 2014.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a two-year kind of crossover.
Two-year crossover.
It's, yeah, it's not nothing.
Well, do you want to quickly...
I don't remember heaps from then, though.
No, that's cool. I'm good up to 2016, and then you can take over after that.
Well, do you want to go over some of the questions that we couldn't get just very quickly then?
Yeah,
because that's the area of knowledge that you have. Mm-hmm. The first one, what is the largest lake by surface area in Africa? The next one, what is the smallest unit of life? The third one there was, which ancient wonder of the world was located in Alexandria, Egypt?
What was that? I stopped listening at that.
In George Orwell's novel 1984, what is the government's slogan?
One leg good, two legs better.
And in which sport is that? That's actually, that must be from the crossover.
Yeah, yeah.
That must be.
That's the one thing you both know.
That must from the 2 years.
No, it's actually Big Brother is watching.
And the last one, in which sport is the term deuce commonly used?
Deuce?
Yeah.
That's OJ Simpson, isn't it?
So we put down tennis. Do you want to leave it as tennis or do you want to change?
That is funnier.
Depends what the goal of the quiz is. This is a question we're on right now. Question number six. What is the term for a piece of music that is played before the main composition? What is the term for a piece of music that is played before
Dave,
the main composition?
I know it, but I've totally forgotten. I want to say overture, but it's not that.
But it probably is overture.
It is an overture, isn't it?
I think that was like the first one you got right and you just were like, this is not right, but.
Yeah, it's really hard if you've got it right and you think it's wrong. It's really hard to understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got a chance.
Question number seven. What does the acronym PDF stand for?
You know how I said I was a Luddite before? Remember I used that word, Maisie? I have no idea. Again, personal document format or file or something like that.
So that's a pretty good
personal
guess.
Document format. I'll say that.
You reckon personal?
I don't know.
I don't think it's personal.
I reckon.
Do you have any ideas about the P then, Dave?
I just take the word penis just rolling around in my head. Just penis.
Do you all the time though? Is that right?
All the time. You know how he's having a penis.
Yeah.
It's always on your mind.
Mm, constantly. So do you want to put penis document format?
Yeah, for now, if that's all right.
Question number eight. Which film won the Best Picture Oscar at the 2020 Academy Awards? Which film won the Best Picture Oscar at the 2020
Oscars? So this is my black
heart.
Oscars.
Yeah, you were in. Well, you woke
you were in
up
the coma.
Or do you recently?
Nah, very recently.
So,
I got the message from Kieran and then And then I went, whoa! That was basically just pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget that Dave, it's like no matter when you see Dave, Dave,
me.
Perform or in person, you've always just woken up from, yeah, I get it. Sorry. So you've just, I'm with you. Because I saw the show years ago, but...
Hang on, which one of you is Kieran?
Dave's got, my name's actually Kieran, Dave.
That's what I'm saying, Kieran.
Well, it's actually pronounced Kieran.
Right.
So do you hear the?
I'm not hearing the difference.
Is Kieran.
Kieran.
So it starts with like an I, like Byron. Can you say Byron?
Byron.
But which film won the Best Picture Oscar at the 2020 Academy Awards?
I've never fucking clue.
So 2020, we're in the pandemic here.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I got nothing. Moonlight, even though it's from like 2018. But
you want to go back further?
No, I don't.
Moonlight?
But I want to know. I want to remember, but I don't remember. I don't remember being enamored with anything at that time.
I quite liked the film Parasite.
Oh!
Which I know won Best Picture during the pandemic.
Barbie. I'll say Barbie.
All right, I'll put Barbie.
Thank
Question
you.
Number nine. What is the term for a political system where power is held by a small group of individuals? What is the term?
One more time, please, Kyra.
What is the term for a political system where power is held by a small group of individuals?
I don't know the word. I'm sure it's obvious, maybe. Because it's a small group
of people
are in power.
Mm.
Is that what it says?
Russia is referred to as an oligarchy.
Yes, I was going to say oligarchy.
Sometimes, isn't it?
That sounds good.
So I just thought I'd say that. But
I'll put down oligarchy. Question number 10. Which artist is known for creating the sculpture The Thinker?
What I've realised is it is good to be a kid because nobody expects you to know anything. But it also makes it quite hard to communicate anything you do know.
Yeah, I know. You must be screaming in silence.
That's right.
Imagine being a kid and then aging into an adult and then people expect you to answer. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I don't really know what I'm doing here, but isn't it Rodin?
Did you put Rodin?
What?
Do you want to put Rodin?
For the artist's name?
For the artist, for Creativeness Culture, the thinker.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's 10 questions. Has it felt like 40?
How do you feel you did?
Really well. Yeah?
All right, well,
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's find out. Question number one was, I think Maisie's just been cheating and looking at the answers. Question number one, what's the largest lake by surface
reading upside down
area in Africa? You said Lake Nairobi, but it's Lake Victoria. Question number two was, what is the smallest unit of life? You said an amoeba, but it's a cell.
It was a fucking... Sorry.
Yep.
Swear jar. Also, you owe me an apology.
For someone who can't win, I'm taking it very seriously.
Question number three. Which ancient wonder of the world was located in Alexandria, Egypt? You said Sphinx, but it's Pharos.
Okay.
Which is the lighthouse of Alexandria.
Is it? I remember the picture now. I remember the picture.
Okay.
Because I have a board game called Ancient Wonder, and it has all the ancient wonders on it, and I knew that one, and I couldn't remember it.
Amazing.
You said that Big Brother is watching you is the government's slogan in George Orwell's novel 1984, but it was war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Question number five, in which sports team is the term deuce commonly used? You said tennis.
Murder.
And it's tennis.
It is tennis.
Question number six.
Real high-end answers I get right.
Yeah. An overture is the name for a piece of music that is played before the main composition.
Yeah, killing it, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Maisie.
You said that either a penis document format or a personal document format is what PDF stands for, but it's a portable document format.
Okay, that's basically penis.
They are portable. You said that Barbie won the best picture at the 2020 Academy Awards, but it was Parasite.
Should win, I mean.
An oligarchy is the term for a political system where power is held by a small group of individuals. And Auguste Rodin is the artist known for creating the sculpture, the thinker. I'm actually going to give you Parasite because we had it. That's 5 out of 10.
That's a bloody strong effort. Thanks, you guys.
That's very good.
You showed up late, but you really saved me, Dave. And yeah, Maisie, you were fantastic.
Thank you for being here, Dave.
Oh, thanks for having me, Byron. It's just, it's been a
good time. So you got Byron there. So it's that, but with a K at the front. So Byron, but it's Kyron. No. So you got shows at Comedy Republic at the end of July, Dave.
I do.
A small run.
And I will have just come out of a coma then.
Yeah. I think maybe the 25th, 6th and 7th?
I think it's the 27th, 8th and 9th.
Terrific. Do you remember the name of the PR girl that works for your daddy that actually secured the tickets?
No.
No, what? You don't remember that?
No, she wanted to go, but I don't know her name.
Oh, right.
Probably like Kyra or Crystal or
Claire.
Chrissy or
Claire.
Okay, sure. Maybe Claire.
Could have been Claire.
Could have been.
Yeah.
That's not really a PR girl name, though, to be honest. No. Kyron.
It's more of a comedian's name.
Yeah. I feel like that's more of a comedian's name.
Yeah.
Or like
a Claire
podcasters
Hooper
or something.
Yeah. 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 Do you listen
great.
To.
She's great.
You Claire, like Claire Hooper, Hooper is awesome.
Yeah, she's funny. For a girl.
You should see her, actually. Maisie, Claire Hooper.
Have you heard. She's got a new podcast called The Worst. Have you heard that, Dave?
No, I haven't. I don't.
You haven't been on?
I'm not into podcasts, but I'm sure it's great.
No, So are you?
Well, she gets people on.
I don't know if you know, but Claire Hooper secured a sweet little guest on that podcast. But
You, was it you?
I ran into Claire Hooper at the local not long ago, and she was telling me they were quite happy about it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Some fancy guest. I can't remember who it was.
Have you just?
Are you talking about Hannah Conda, the drag queen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you know that?
So Claire Hooper has a new podcast called The Worst, and Hannah Conda is a guest on that show.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. And that was a long way to get there, but okay, yeah.
And yes, people come on the show who are the best and admit to things that are the worst. And Dave, as we mentioned, Dave, not you, you are doing astonishing obscurity.
Yes, I am.
David on this occasion.
Yeah, on the 16th, come along.
At Comedy Republic.
One last time.
At Comedy Republic. Real. .com.au. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.